The Lansing Symphony welcomes a guest cellist this Saturday to the Wharton Center, and I got to speak with him, and he likes to also dabble in filmmaking. One note, the Lansing Symphony is an underwriter of WKAR. Most notably, nowadays at least, he's a member of the famous Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center roster of musicians. This Saturday, however, Nicholas Kanellakis will perform Robert Schumann's Cello Concerto with the Lansing Symphony, part of a program which includes Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 6, Pathetique, and a work called Visions and Miracles by Christopher Theophanidis. But to Kanellakis, whatever concerto or showpiece he's playing is an isolated moment for him, and in this case, the Lansing Symphony with maestro Timothy Muffett.
I think that's sort of the job of Tim as a conductor and what he presents to the audience, how the full concert and the selection of pieces marry into one another. But I wouldn't say that I would change anything about my approach to the concerto based on the pieces that are around it. That being said, I think that the Tchaikovsky and the Schumann are a wonderful pair because they're both such different composers. One, Tchaikovsky, has this extroverted romanticism and everything is sort of larger than life. And Schumann, it's almost like the flip side of the same coin. It's extremely introverted, it's extremely intimate, but it's the same kind of hyper-expressiveness.
Kanellakis is not just a cellist, he's a budding filmmaker as well, and even had a well-received video series a few years ago called Conversations with Nick Kanellakis, where he and fellow Lincoln Centerite Michael Brown do tongue-in-cheek interviews with classical music superstars like Itzhak Perlman, Yuzha Wong, Yannick Nezet-Seguin, and in one video, Leon Fleischer falls asleep mid-video. All joking, of course.
Delighted to be able to vent to two brilliant young men.
So I think he's fallen asleep again.
Fleischer brought a lot to it, and that was 100% his idea and improvised. We did not ask him to do anything. In fact, we almost never ask our guests to do anything. It's all, I plan some things out, but I want to get a real reaction from them.
But as to whether this is about deflating the classical music stereotype or even the haughtiness of classical music itself.
I love that there is that interpretation of the show and that people take whatever they want from it. You know, my original intention is that I just love filmmaking and I love comedy and that's always been an important sort of extra passion in my life. And my real intention was to make funny videos. I wanted to make, having them be funny was the number one thing, more than making any kind of statement.
With the hope that he doesn't pull a Leon Fleischer and fall asleep in the middle of it, cellist Nicholas Kanellakis takes center stage this Saturday night playing the Schumann Cello Concerto alongside Christopher Theophanidis' Visions and Miracles, as well as Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony, Pathetique. All part of maestro Timothy Muffett and the Lansing Symphony's penultimate Masterworks Concert of the Season. Tickets and more information at lansingsymphony.org. In East Lansing, Jamie Paisley.